Hi, welcome to freelancesecrets.co. This weekly podcast is hosted by me, Mark Nixon. I've worked freelance for over 15 years and based in Dublin, Ireland. I hope to share with you my experiences and my secrets when it comes to freelancing. If you have any questions or you'd like to send a message or a topic you'd like to discuss, please visit freelancesecrets.co and stay subscribed on iTunes to this podcast. I hope you enjoy and stay positive. Episode 20, how do I keep going? Well guys, this is one of those $10,000 to $1 million questions, isn't it? You decide to get into the world of freelancing, and how the hell do you keep going? It's hard. Don't get me wrong, I've had 18 years of it. Working as a freelancer, there's always thoughts of how do I keep this going? Freelancers are not immune to the economics of the world. Some people think when a recession comes along, oh yeah, freelancers, they'll be okay. No, they won't. It requires good planning and preparation for any eventualities. The reality is that freelancing, you are reliant on you for everything and getting you business all the time. So how do you actually keep going? And what causes those freelancers to stop going? To give it up, move on to something else. Everything is circumstantial. Those freelancers who stop going, there could be a million different reasons. Maybe they got a job somewhere, maybe an agency hired them in, maybe they just got bored and they decide to take up a job something else. Maybe they decide to move to a different country, maybe they just decide to have a family and the pressures of having kids is just too much for them. There's loads of different reasons. You should forget about them. What we're talking about is how do you keep going? So you're in this now. You're a freelancer. Brilliant. Well, I'm going to be the first person to say congratulations to you. If you're here in front of me, I give you a pat on the back, a hug, or a handshake. It's something I never got over the last 18 years. When I was freelancing, I felt so alone. There's me, my computer, people that I knew, they're all online, but there's never anyone there to motivate and say keep going. So that's what I'm going to do for you today. So these are my secrets and how you can help keep yourself going. First one is to build a pipeline. You need to set out with your clients how much you will earn from them in a year. This includes monthly, annual spends, ad hoc requests, support, hosting, you name it. You need to sit down with a piece of paper. You need to write down your clients on your left-hand side. And in the right column, you need to figure out how much you're going to earn from each of those clients. If you've no idea, well, look back over the last few years. How much have they spent with you? You know your clients and you should be able to figure it out. So then you'll, at the end of it all, you'll have a figure, X amount, and that's going to be your turnover. You need to get your clients onto a retainer. Any ones that you've established long-term relationships with, you've been working with a long time, offer them a retainer. It's a good solid way to plan out your year. I've discussed in previous podcasts about how to get a client onto a retainer. You can check them out. Talk to an accountant, not your mom. You need professional advice. Your family members will be helpful and to a degree they will be supportive. And they don't want you to fail. They don't want you coming to them looking for a lend of money at Christmas time. Go to a financial advisor or an accountant who will look at your situation. They'll see what's going on, give you professional advice. Work out a WCS budget. What's a WCS? Worst case scenario. Will you need to leave the country in a suitcase? Well, hopefully not. But what is your worst case scenario? What if you had like nothing? Will you have somewhere to sleep? Are you going to move home with mom and dad? How long can you last? Don't put all your projects in one basket. It's an old cliche, I know. But a lot of freelancers will get one sweet client and a ton of work from them and they think this is the bomb. They'll casually ignore, not on their own intentions, the rest of their business, relying on this one client. But what if things go wrong? A new director is hired who wants to build out his own team. You got to prepare yourself for the best and the worst. Hedge your bets. Don't spread yourself too thin. and always capitalize on new opportunities. You might think that these secrets are all based around finance and they're all based around money, because that is probably the biggest factor that keeps a freelancer going. We all design, we're all creative, and that's our passion. But at the same time, we need to take a reality check. Can't live in a big city, afford software, hardware, devices. It's these material things that we need to coexist with. It's the way it is. We don't live in the Stone Age where we've got a block of wood and a sharp rock. You need to work out the reality of your situation. How you can keep going is by how you can earn money. Keep your clients happy, get them on retainers, work out a budget for the year. Once you do that, it won't cure everything, but it will keep you motivated and will keep you going into the next year and the next year. You need to look beyond living day to day. I hope this keeps you motivated. Thank you. I hope you enjoyed listening to this podcast. Please subscribe on iTunes and visit our website, freelancesecrets.co. That's freelancesecrets.co. You can send me an email if there's a topic you would like me to discuss at info@freelancesecrets.co. That's info@freelancesecrets.co. Have a great day and stay positive.